Good times, greatest hits, 104.5 Triple M, Marto, Margo and Dan with you. Partly cloudy, head of a top of 25. We were just talking about the record that you are going to be breaking on Friday, Margo. The longest voice in Brisbane. It's all part of this. Record!
Yeah! Triple M Breakfast is building the Brisbane Book of Records.
We had a text through that we believe the record to exist at around 350
Let's
metres.
Let's say 350 metres.
Yeah, it was yelling out across the Brisbane River, a wife reminding her husband that he'd forgotten the keys. She screamed out, it travelled right across the river, about 350 metres.
That was incredible.
So, Margo.
I'm working on the premise that Red Bull is going to give my voice wings. Is that a good approach to take? Like,
You just drink Red Bull every day. Don't pretend it's part of some sort of regimen.
Because if I practice, I'll wear my voice out and strain it. So how am I supposed to prepare for this?
Just relax, okay?
We got this covered.
We got you covered, mate. Let's just tell everyone who's just joined us, you'll be standing up the top of the building here at the barracks, yelling down Caxton Street. Mm. If you can get someone around about the Wally statue to hear you, that'll be the record.
And Koori is the word we've decided on that I'm going to be
because
yelling.
It's like Kooi. And when the Indigenous used to travel through another tribe's land,
they'd yell that out to say,
listen, I'm just coming through. I mean, harm.
Kooi!
Well, it's the perfect word.
But we are not experts. Why don't we go to an expert here who can tell us what kind of word would be best? Maybe it is Koori. Maybe it's not Koori. Jenny Matthews is joining us right now, speech pathologist at Bayside Voice Centre. Mm-hmm. Jenny, you're across what Margot's trying to do. Have you got any words of advice for her to begin?
Yeah, hi there, guys.
Hey,
I've got
Jen.
Four tips for you, Margot.
Okay.
So, number one is you've got a beautiful posture anyway, so make sure you're standing nice and tall, chest out, and that, you know, your shoulder blades are drawn down to really anchor your body using those big muscles of your body.
So stick my boobs out, Jenny, is that what you're saying?
Exactly,
yep.
That's right.
Okay.
No problem. She's talking. Crawl across them, okay?
What?
So, and then the next thing is that you want to control the breath coming out from your tummy muscles. Okay?
Is that my diaphragm, Jenny?
Yeah, at the moment I can hear you pushing from your throat.
Oh.
Okay, and that's where I know you're worried about, hurting your voice. So instead of having that pushing coming from your throat, if you can have that control coming from your big ab muscles, okay? So when you're blowing out just air or even, and then when you're making, out, you're actually controlling it from your tummy muscles.
Okay.
And so when we're going to say our word, it's going to come from, that's where the
from
control
the guts.
Is coming from.
Boobs
exactly.
out, abs
That's
out.
Right.
Number three.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, those abs come in.
In. Abs in. Boobs out. Abs in.
Boobs out. Abs in. Yes.
Okay. Nice. I like how you're summarising there, Marto.
Well, I've got a whiteboard operating here, Jen. Keep going.
Nice.
He's drawn some boobs on it.
I've just got
Marto was talking about which word and how like cooey has that sort of sing-songy sound.
Yep.
And it helps it flow. And he beautifully brought up that maybe Koori wasn't the greatest one because of the hard k sound at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I think your Wiley or your River would be great because they have a longer starting sound.
Oh.
But they're also
they've
also got these buzzy, more buzzy sounds. So you're going to get more carry and more volume with these buzzy W's and L's and V's.
I like it.
R's.
Jenny from Bayside Voice Centre, let's put this to bed right now. Before we get to the fourth tip, I'm going to get Margo to give you a Wiley and give you a River. And Jenny, you will decide which one she's
in. Now, just put in your head what's Wiley just done. He's just teased all the other kids and annoyed everyone.
It's like, Wiley, come on, man. And River's like, River. Like, it's because she does something that's shocking, right?
Wiley's 200 metres away.
He's winding up with a soccer ball. Yeah. He's about to kick it towards the windows.
Oh, yeah.
Wiley!
How's that, Jen? She was 4 metres from the microphone, Jen.
Okay, now don't decide yet, Jenny. Well, now we need a river now, and then you can decide.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Tits out. Tits out.
Yeah, tummy in.
Yep.
River!
What did you think of that, Jen? Could you hear that?
So now what we're going to do is we're going to move that sort of rough
River! Yeah.
Yeah. That we're going to move the rage to more of a nasal tone, which
River.
is in, Yes.
Oh.
We're embracing our Queenslander boganism.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Okay? And we're going to use what's called nasal twang.
Here it comes.
Because when I do... Yeah. If you do for me, nyah, 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 nyah.
Hey, like, I had to learn like this in my singing lessons.
What's that, nyah,
yeah.
Nyah, nyah,
yeah, my
nyah.
Singing coach, she said the same thing as well. Yeah, she said you keep hurting your voice because you're operating from the back of your throat, right. Jenny. You're all over this. Nyah, 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 nyah,
yes,
nyah.
Exactly.
She said like you're a kid in the playground going,
oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Nyah.
Don't get distracted. We need to decide.
So what we got is boobs
really.
Out. Boobs out, tummy. Abs in, be a bogan. That's what I've got.
I want it to sound like this. Wiley. Yes. Okay, so when we're doing that nasal tone, it's really bright and carries.
Oh, amazing.
It sounds more like a siren. Wiley.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, let's make the decision, though. We're going to go Wiley or River.
I think she's used to doing Wiley. And if you can get that nasal.
Yeah. Yelled out a lot.
I do love you,
Wiley. Nasal quality for Wiley.
Mm. Wiley.
Wiley.
Go back, Margo. Give us one. Here you go, Jenny.
Be a bogan.
Wiley!
What'd you think, Jen?
See, and that's nice. Good. We're losing some of that strain. Okay,
well
so
done,
keep
Margo.
Practicing that great nasality.
Oh, Jenny.
You are a Queenslander at heart. Mm.
Thank you, Jenny.
Was there a final tip, Jenny? Tip four? Or are you happy with how we've gone?
Oh yes. No. So with beforehand, make sure that you've had lots and lots of water and even some steam.
Lubricate the
throat.
Steam.
Yeah.
Okay, she'll get a train and
I'll
train from
ironing.
The 1800s.
I'll bring, over the train station.
I'll bring some shorts and shirts
street.
Into iron.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Jenny. That's been wonderful. Margo, are you clear?
Incredible.
You happy?
Yep. Tits right. out. Tummy in.
Be a bogan.
Be a bogan. And steam.
And get the train to work.
Get the train to work.